Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, with over 40 Grammys between them, have teamed up again for a new album with plans to tour internationally for the first time in 12 years. Jeffrey Brown went to Nashville to talk about the magic behind the music making as part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
A visit to Sound Emporium, one of Nashville's most renowned recording studios, where Alison Krauss and Robert Plant recorded their new album, Raise the Roof.
Look.
And on this day, got to admire the cover for the first time.
I'm in trouble.
It's a musical marriage of two legendary voices from two very different worlds.
Where I come from, the blend is what you're always going for. You know, you try to match how you say your vowels to have it be, you know, one voice is the goal, and this is the complete opposite.
From a vocalist point of view, at the sharp end of the various kinds of adventures I've had, the whole thing is about just go, and we'll worry about it later.
He, now 73, is rock and roll royalty. Quintessential howler and bare-chested British growler as lead singer for Led Zeppelin. He's long since established a solo career, and in a 2017 conversation told me how he learned to keep but temper the energy of his youth.
Same thing, but it's bridled, it's contained more, it's a good place to go, and it's a bit of a surprise.
The smile.
She, 50, has long been one of the biggest figures in bluegrass, known for her gorgeous voice and multiple part harmonies. I'd first met Krauss with her band Union Station in 2002, when they were part of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou phenomenon, a major moment for bluegrass.
We've walked into some of these places and gone, who's playing here tonight? You know, because it's been a bit of a shock to see this kind of, you know, these numbers of people coming out to see this.
In 2007, Krauss and Plant recorded together, an offbeat pairing that became an unexpected hit. Their album, Raising Sand, sold more than 1 million copies and won 5 Grammys, including Album of the Year. And it all began with 4 songs recorded right here as a friendly experiment.
I'm assuming it was a surprise, a shock.
In this very room, we were shocked.
You were shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't any expectation about any of it. You know, like, hey, if this is fun, let's do this. And, you know, if we enjoy it, let's keep going.
We had to go to a place musically that would challenge me and would challenge Alison. The two of us needed to find new paths to something where it's a gamble and it's also incredibly stimulating and quite frightening.
Their musical collaborator and ultimate guide, T-Bone Burnett, producer extraordinaire, the man behind so many hit albums for numerous music stars.
When T-Bone got involved, we knew that all bets were off as far as what we were going to expect then.
Krauss, Plant, and Burnett are together again, backed by a group of all-star musicians for Raise the Roof. And again, they found and remade songs across several genres. Here, Can't Let Go, written by Randy Weeks, first recorded by Lucinda Williams.
He won't take me back when I come around. Said he's sorry, then he pulled me out. Got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train. Well, it's over, I know, but I can't let go.
You're coming from the close harmonies, right? Where you sort of have to stick to the plan.
Yes, it's a...
That's not him, exactly.
No, it's not him.
No?
Not him at all.
So how was that? Well, how was that for you?
Well,
painful.
Some of that. Yeah, I mean, the way that, you know, you grow up singing in bluegrass, it's very regimented and planned out because you're always singing harmony. You know, you kind of, I always make a joke, you know, you didn't have any other life because you were just singing harmony all the time, trying to perfect that to make it sound like, you know, one voice. And, you know, his whole life of music is always off the cuff. And I always say it was a bit like, you know, hanging off the edge of a cliff trying to match him and try to predict where he's going.
But when we play live, that kind of wandering, then we get going. And we're standing side by side singing, and I'm looking at Alison, she's looking at me, and she's going, oh, where are you going to go? And it's eyebrows up, let's go! And off we go somewhere that neither of us had planned. It's over, I
know we better can't let go. Lance says he enjoys that sense of danger.
I'm singing alongside a singer who expresses herself in a totally different way. And so for me, the adventure is everything, you know, to get it. And to be free to fail and to be able to walk away is crucial. That's the price of love, the price of love,
the debt you pay with tears and pain. The original version of The Price of Love, written and recorded by the Everly Brothers in 1966, surrounds its painful lyrics with upbeat pop energy. That's the price of love. Now it's something else.
You make it lustrous and perhaps a little more occasionally vague, sometimes more dramatic. So yeah, The Price of Love is a great pop song. Mm-hmm. But by the time these guys had finished with it, it was like, I'm frightened.
It's a haunting song all of a sudden.
And now
right?
I'm really worried about falling in love again.
Oh, I loved how Price of Love turned out too. Mm-hmm. I thought that was beautiful. You know, the Everly Brothers especially, and that time, such terrible, sad, heartbreaking lyrics along with a really happy melody. And I think the way we presented that, it really uncovered the lyric.
Uncovered means what?
It kind of takes it brings the focus out a little bit more of that part of it.
Call it a different kind of harmony from different styles, even in how they approach recording a song in the studio.
I like to wear it out in the studio. I like to wear it out singing a million times.
You like to wear it out. I like to think that by take three, it's all done. You can't do any better than that, because I really mean it up till about take four.
By take four, you've got it, and you're ready
to go. No, I haven't got it, but I think I've got it.
You think, okay. And somehow, indeed, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss together have got it. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at Sound Emporium in Nashville. Trouble.
Winging it and making magic at the same time.